one of the stewarding team here, and you are all very welcome, whether this is your first time or any number of times you would like to imagine that you can achieve in quite a lifetime of coming here, as some people have. Welcome also to the people who are joining us on Zoom. People who have had this notice will know it's the annual church meeting after the service today, to which everyone is very welcome to attend. It will be taking place, is it in here? Is it? Yes, in here, in this room, as opposed to any of the halls, after coffee. And we will be waiting for Miriam Moule, our minister, to arrive to chair it. So we're anticipating that maybe 12:15, because she's got to come here from elsewhere. The other notice I have to give this morning is if you are receiving the update, you will have seen that we're having an emergency appeal following the earthquake in Venezuela to give to Christian Aid to support their work with that. If you don't yet receive the update and would like to, then come and badger me after the service to get on the list. But we are including the Venezuela appeal in our collection this morning. There are some emergency appeal Christian Aid envelopes around the place, and so anything you put in those will go to the Venezuelan appeal. Also, anything you put on the card reader today, which is at the back of the church, will go to that appeal. But we still do need to collect for our regular church giving, so the cash in the basket will go to Wesley Memorial Church, as usual, towards our work and the building upkeep. There is also the option to give online that was, again, in the update, and there is a QR code on the order of service that you can use for that, if that's a preferred way for you to pay. This morning, we are very pleased that Anna Herriman is leading us in worship. Anna is a local preacher in our circuit and a member of our congregation. And we look forward to your service. Anna, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everybody. Today we've got an all-age service, so we're doing things a little bit differently. You might have seen that already from the order of service. We've got three group activities or exercises, so that's why you've got pen and paper on the stairs, in case you're wondering. So we'll come to that a bit later. So the theme of today's service is how do we know what is God's way? So first of all, I'm going to do the call of worship, and then we'll go into our first hymn, which then sets the theme for today's service. So let us pray. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Let us come to him today to learn to walk in his ways. Let us come to him today to discover more of his truth. Let us come to him today to be filled with his life. Let us come together now to rejoice in him, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Our first hymn, please stand if you're able. It will be up on the screen. It's from the Oxford Song Book, number 53, God Who Sets Us on a Journey. but of our prayer of thanks. Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus to show us how to live your way. Help us live as your disciples and follow you every day. Amen. So we have one of our first group discussions. I know the sharing a bit awkward, but if you can like get maybe into group, maybe 6, 8 people, ever nearer, then we'll have our first exercise, but talk about making decisions. How do you go about that? So in the group, if possible, can we have a mixture of ages so we get some younger ones and some older ones in the same group so we can get the different viewpoints? And I think that would be great. So I'll give you a minute or two just to get yourself sorted. We've got some other information to share with you. Well, we've got some separate activities for the younger ones, but Mary will explain.
So, because it's all age, we've also got some activities which might suit really young ones, or not very young ones. So we've got art and craft over here, and we've got Minecraft over there. So if anybody wants to join in those things as well. So Thomas and Aaron are helping with the Minecraft and art and craft here. So feel free to dip into those at any time as well as, but keep discussing.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Mary. So in our group, I'm going to give you about a couple of minutes to discuss what decisions have you had to make, important decisions, what things you had to do to help you make those decisions. So I'll give you a couple of minutes and then we'll think about getting some feedback. Okay. Do we need any more time? Are you okay? Okay. All right, okay, we'll stop that, yeah. Thank you very much. I hope that was helpful, useful. If anybody wants to give any feedback about what decision you had to make and how, we've got another microphone here which Amy will run around with. If you're happy to share, you may not want to share, but if you're happy, you know, pretty good. Does anybody want to give any example? No?
Well, we talked a bit about how that there are important decisions such as going to university, which university to go to, or getting a new job. We also talked a bit about how some decisions are just foisted on you by the rest of your family, and really you just have to go along with them. I think, was that right, in the Eddie household, that you just led into things? And then we wondered whether you can think about the pros and the cons of decisions, and you can wonder about what the consequences might be, but there will still be some unknowns because your choices, you diverge and get, who knows what the path will be at that moment, that things will come out of decisions that you cannot yet predict.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Yeah. Any other? Maybe one more. Callum, yeah.
We didn't talk about specific decisions, but how we made decisions ranged from think about it a lot and pray about it a lot and talk to lots of people about it, to make a pros and cons list, to procrastinate until the decision gets made for you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, quite right. I mean, one of the biggest decisions I've had to make is whether I got a cochlear implant. And that was back in 2008, but it changed my life. For those of you who don't know me, I'm profoundly deaf from birth, and I've grown up with two hearing aids, and then I had a life-changing operation in 2008 because I can't hear well enough with hearing aids, and that was a massive decision, and I didn't know how that was going to work out, because being born deaf, I've never heard down. How am my brain going to deal with it? Who knows? But as it turned out, yeah, they've been good and bad. Speech, I still have a problem, but Mugit, wow, boy, some of you, a lot of you know about that. So, yeah, but you don't know. So that was one of the big decisions I've had to make. So in our decision-making, we should really seek God's wisdom and be guided into what he says in our heart. Did it feel right? Was it right in the end? How good are we at doing that? So our next hymn, God's Spirit is in my heart, in singing the Faith 404, talks about when we're making decisions, we should remember God in that, and that we should let him guide us. So please stand if you're able.
Thank you.
We'll have the Bible reading now. Thank you, Dan and Tom.
And the Old Testament lesson is Genesis chapter 24, beginning to read from verse 34. And this is from the Good News Bible. Abraham's servant speaks to Laban. I am the servant of Abraham, he began. The Lord has greatly blessed my master and made him a rich man. He has given him flocks of sheep and goats, cattle, silver, gold, slaves, camels, and donkeys. Sarah, my master's wife, bore him a son when she was old, and my master has given everything he owns to him. My master made me promise with a vow to obey his command. He said, "Do not choose a wife for my son from the young women in the land of Canaan. Instead, go to my father's people, to my relatives, and choose a wife for him." And from verse 42. When I came to the well today, I prayed, "Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success in what I am doing. Here I am at the well. When a young woman comes out to get water, I will ask her to give me a drink of water from her jar. If she agrees and also offers to bring water for my camels, may she be the one that you have chosen as the wife for my master's son." Before I had finished my silent prayer, Rebecca came with a water jar on her shoulder and went down to the well to get water. I said to her, "Please give me a drink." She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, "Drink, and I will also water your camels." So I drank, and she watered the camels. I asked her, "Who is your father?" And she answered, "My father is Bethuel, son of Nahor and Milcah." Then I put a ring in her nose and the bracelets on her arms. I knelt down and worshipped the Lord. I praised the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me straight to my master's relative, where I found his daughter for my master's son. Now, if you intend to fulfill your responsibility towards my master and treat him fairly, please tell me. If not, say so, and I will decide what to do. And from verse 58. So they called Rebecca and asked, "Do you want to go with this man?" "Yes," she answered. So they let Rebecca and her old family servant go with Abraham's servant and his men. And they gave Rebecca their blessing in these words, "May you, sister, become the mother of millions. May your descendants conquer the cities of their enemies." Then Rebecca and her young women got ready and mounted the camels to go with Abraham's servant, and they all started out. Isaac had come into the wilderness of the well of the living one who sees me, and was staying in the southern part of Canaan. He went out in the early evening to take a walk in the fields and saw camels coming. When Rebecca saw Isaac, she got down from her camel and asked Abraham's servant, "Who is that man walking towards us in the field?" "He is my master," the servant answered. So she took her scarf and covered her face. The servant told Isaac everything he had done. Then Isaac brought Rebecca into the tent that his mother Sarah had lived in, and she became his wife. Isaac loved Rebecca, and so he was comforted for the loss of his mother. Thanks be to God.
Gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 27 to 30. Jesus said, "My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light."
Thank you, Dan and Tom. We have a few more prayers, prayers of adoration and confession. Let us pray. You're also up on the screen if you live in Vienna. Father God, of all creation, heart in you, I love Tom. Precious Son of God, servant King, hidden, I love them. Refreshing, Holy Spirit of divine wisdom. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your love is like a bottomless well from which we can drink every day. Our hearts adore you. Amen. Prayer of confession. Loving God, many times in our walk with you, we have come to decision crossroads. We have a choice, your way or my way. Your way may look rocky and uneven, whereas my way may look smooth. Forgive us, loving God, for taking what appears to be the easy way. Your way is far more rewarding as we journey in your loving grace. Amen. Our Father is a God of love and wisdom. All our wrongdoing, all wrong decisions have been forgiven through the gift of Jesus on the cross. Through his work, God's own Son has paid all I get, past, present, and future. We are loved and forgiven. All thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Together we say the prayer that Jesus taught us in whatever language you choose. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, so give us our sins, that we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, I've got another exercise now, which talks about God's timing. We're not quite so much in group this time, it's more of a congregational sin, but I want you to think how long a minute is. So I'm going to start the clock on my phone, and when you think a minute is up, put your hand up. And I'll try and remember who, like, too early or bang on time or too long. So let's see what happens. So let me set my clock, and then I'll tell you when to start. Right. Okay, are we ready? So when you think a minute up, hand up. Ready? Go. Now. Okay. It gives a cook to work out, isn't it? Without looking at the clock. Anyway, God timing is always right. Whatever he planned, he had planned for us. So he planned for us even before we were born. So how do we know God's timing began? So you might look back, things have happened in the past when we were young. You might think, oh, why could that happen? How could that lead to something else in the future? You may not realise it at the time. For example, my case, when I was young, I come from a hearing family. I'm the only one who's deaf. My grandfather was a local preacher. I didn't know that at the time. And when my grandparents used to come and stay, it was always me who got dragged along to church, like a toddler, like infant school, junior school, teenager, me. I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay at home, play with Lego or on the computer. You know, why are you picking me? I've got a younger sister, 3 years younger than me. She can hear. Why can't you take her? Why are you taking me? You're wasting your time. Anyway, but obviously, life goes on, and then I got my own call to become a local preacher. And I never thought about it until I had that. I was praying to God to confirm, yeah, you are calling me to become a local preacher. And then I realised that's why I was dragged around the church and not my sister. I was being prepared. Even though I sat there in the church looking at how many lights were working or not, because I couldn't hear. So now I understand. So there are different events. Knowing, oh, yes. Anyway, another example of that, going to university at the age of 18, I wanted to go to Bristol University first, but that didn't happen, and I ended up going to Liverpool. I was actually ejected. Why are you taking me to Liverpool? Anyway, but then later I realised God had a plan. He wanted me to meet the right people. It was in Liverpool I found my Christian faith. So hang on, I've not gone to Liverpool, went to Bristol. I don't know, things happen, you don't realise till later. But then I did go to Bristol. I did 3 years in Liverpool, and then I did 3 years in Bristol. So it helped, it became. So we've got another group discussion now. Before we start, before we had Google Map and SatNav, I've got a picture of a SatNav to come on screen. But we used to use, how many of you? The good fasting road at the. Also, if you like walking out in the countryside, outdoor activities or whatever. Ordnance survey map. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to walk? How deep is that hill? What are we going to go past? And we use these to plan our route. So, our next exercise now, take a piece of paper, take a pen. If you can draw something like what I've got drawn on that on the screen, and think about your own journey with God or your life journey. So where are you now? Where are you thinking about or hoping to go in the future? And how are you going to get there? So I'll give you a couple of minutes to do that. Thank you. Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, I'll give you maybe half a minute. Okay, are you ready? I'm not gonna ask everybody for feedback because they're all your own personal or group discussion. So to help you to think about, you know, which way you're gonna go. So how should we respond? So in our Bible reading, we have Abraham, the servant master, who always obeyed God. Always had success, and so he is blessed. Now Abraham sends his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac. The servant goes through the well, prays to God, asking for success in what he's about to do. He stated that, oh, when the woman comes to the well, she will ask for him for a drink, and see what happens whether she offers water to the camel. And if she is the one, then that is the person who will be the wife for his master's son. And as it happened, she agreed, and so that's what happened. The servant obeyed his master. He had to say. He therefore knew it was God, and it was the right way to go. So what stopped her from going the right way? Our Matthew reading talks about a yoke. And now I'm going to do a little bit of an exercise. So I need maybe one of our junior members of shirt to come to the front because I've got a bag with some stuff in it. So anybody who might like to come to the front? I think I'm gonna have to take some things out of here. I've got this bag. Are you gonna be able to try and lift it? Or is it gonna be too heavy? Well, the bag is too heavy. So, please can we have a helping hand? Somebody to help share the load? Is there anybody who might like to come forward to help, please? So, what happens when you've got two people carrying the bag? So, it gets a little better. It's much easier to carry. Thank you for that. go on to talk about a yoke. I think I've got a slide picture of the yoke. So, it was used on Upton to hold them together because sometimes the work they have to do is quite heavy and hard going. So, one person or animal, impossible, get another animal, it makes it easier. So, how does it feel when we haven't got God with us? Or we're not focusing on them? Things feel God, it feels heavy. So, I've got a bit of fun coming up now regarding road signs. I did this at Lyme Walk last year after 3 January, and it went down for a while, and I thought I'd share it with you because I think it fits in with the theme of today's service. So, can we have the first road sign, baby? Right, men at work, I mean, we are at work. God is working in us. So, next slide, please. Okay, it's telling us we can't turn right, we can't turn left. Maybe that is the case in our lives. We want to turn right, but we can't. God saying no, we've got to turn the other way. So, take that one. We may want to go somewhere our own way, we want to do this. God's going, no entry, can't go down there. Next one, no waiting, no parking. Don't just get there, just get on with it. Don't wait. Just, you know. Next one, you've got a better thing. I mean, our Christian life could be bumpy, it could be very twisty. Sometimes we might have rock falling off, like things thrown at us, pressure. It might be an uphill struggle, it might be dark, it might be windy, or we come to a dead end, or there, it might take a while, we're going over a bump and we've got to slow down. So, next slide. Won't we thank God? Really, there's no U-turn. We should keep on going forward. And then the next slide, there's only one way to go. And then the next slide, once we're with God, we can then hit the fast boot like a motorway, go at full speed, and then things become easier. Hope that makes sense. So when we're involving God in our decisions, we let us give him the load. We feel freer, we're knowing we're doing the right thing. When God is with us, things will feel lighter. He is our help and guide in life. What will the life journey be like? Easy or hard? Trust in God to guide you, to be with you. Sure, some of you know about the Methodist way of life. This map. It's quite a big thing in the Methodist church. And it's got 12 different stations and how, give us guidance on how we could work on our Christian life. You've got different stations included, in case we can't read it on the slide. You've got pray, serve, worship, flourish, notice, challenge, care, tell, learn, live, open, and share. You can go on the Methodist website if you want to know more about it. So basically, week one, you think God is calling you to go. How are you going to get there? The Methodist Church has recently published a new book. I don't know whether you've heard of it. And this is based on that magical way of life. It involves the 12 stations, and it includes pictures, exercises, prayer, different things to help guide you on how you can live the magical way of life. And it seems pretty easy to follow, so I look forward to going through that book. It can be used individually or as a group, and if you want to get it on the magical chat, well, Methodist Publishing website, and it's about £6.99 if you want to get it. Don't let it go. In our decision or plan making, include God and the Mamba that he loved her. Your heavy load gives to him, fear to Jesus, and the Mamba that God got planned for her to serve his purpose. May we obey him and let him lead the way for our good and for the good of others, so that others may also know God, be loved, and have eternal life. Amen. Our next don may not be from Manila with everybody, but probably to those of us who were at prom school in the 1980s, it's called Journey of Life. If you're not from Manila with it, it's quite easy to pick up. But our music group is going to play it through once before we join in. So, Dan, if you're able. Work it out often now. We know that many of you already give in other ways, and if you haven't come prepared, please just pass it on. Donations can be made also on the card reader, this is at the back of the shirt by the door. So, thank you. Loving God, our wonderful guide, at your table we see the gift, a symbol of the work you have given us to do. Cater that we follow your way in the service of your world to the glory of your name. Amen. We have a prayer for our community and world. There is a responsive reply, and it's different every time, but it always starts with the word Lord. So when I say the word Lord, then you come in, this should be up on the screen. So that is the first response that I will download when we get there. Let us pray. Lord, we look to you for your leading in all that we do. Give us discernment and direction as we pray. Life is full of decisions to be made, large and small, in our personal life, at home, in our communities, in our churches, and anywhere in the world. Lord, we pray for all involved in decision making and ask that you lead all of us your way. Lord, we pray for your church today. May we look and act on your word for your people and not show our own idea, the command of the world or society trends. May your word be paramount as all seek to discern your leading. Lord, lead your church the way you want it to go. Guide us your way, Lord. Lord God, after yet another Prime Minister of this nation, we pray for much needed stability for our country. This country needs your direction, Lord. May you reign in power over this land, put the right people in government, and have Christian values central in all decisions. Lord, we pray for all whose actions affect our daily life. May you shine your light and lead them and this country your way. Lord God, we pray for the world, for all caught up in conflict. We pray for your hand on peace talk. We pray for the Lord in Ukraine and the end to hostility worldwide. Strengthen the innocent caught up amid the rubble of broken lives and provide nourishment for body and soul. Lord God, we pray for the devastation brought by the twin earthquake in Venezuela. We pray for the rescue team. Lord, rebuild the shattered lives of those devastated by war, famine, or earthquake. Lord, we pray for all people crying out for help. Be peace, grant sustainment, and restore your world. Leader, your way. Amen. We have our final hymn now, which summed up everything we heard in today's service. So stand up if you can. Be, O Lord, we come to you to receive the food of the Holy Word. Dear Lord, as we go out today, help us to go in your way and in your time. Watch over us in all our going out and coming in until, in your time, we see you face to face. Amen. Let us say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all evermore. Amen.
please.